This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I want to give you two true statements. The number of privately held firearms in America has nearly doubled in the last two decades, while the number of gun murders per capita has been cut in half. Number two, the number of children abducted by strangers in 2011 was 105 out of approximately 73 million children in the United States. That's down slightly from 115 two decades ago. There's a point to this. After Stephen Paddock killed 58 people from the 32nd floor of his Las Vegas hotel room this past October, America dove headfirst into the now traditional shout fest about gun law. One side sees its argument as self-evident. The moment when dozens of people lie dying in the street of gunshot wounds is the right time to pass laws restricting private gun ownership. The other side, by and large, frames its argument in the language of rights and freedoms. And you may not like what some people do with some guns, but the Second Amendment exists for a reason. Too often absent from both sides of the debate are well-parsed statistics. Restrictionists will cite that approximately 33,000 annual gun deaths in America, but that number reveals almost nothing about the question the public really wants answered after Vegas or the Orlando nightclub shooting before it. How likely am I to die in an incident of random violence? Now, two-thirds of gun deaths are suicides, as statistician Leah Labresco explained in the Washington Post shortly after the Vegas shooting. And almost no proposed restriction would make it meaningfully harder for people with guns on hand to use them. Then next are the young men aged 15 to 34 killed in homicides that are most often gang-related, and after that, the 1,700 women murdered per year, usually as a result of domestic violence. The number of people killed in mass shootings is far smaller. There were fewer than 90 incidents that fit the FBI's formal definition of mass killing with a gun in the last three decades. Most of them were just four victims, yet the center of gravity in the gun control debate isn't suicide hotlines or drug legalization or domestic violence shelters. Instead, it's politicians and pundits as they're trying to reduce firing speeds or excluding mentally ill people from the right to buy a gun and building lists of people with ties to terrorist groups and interventionists aimed at minimizing the odds of already rare deaths from mass shootings. A frenzy of attempts at this kind of preventive policy. It follows each high-profile incident, but actually creates the conditions for future failure. Gun prohibition produces the same problems as drug or alcohol prohibition. Attempts to restrict harmless sale and possession in order to catch a minority of misusers always yields all kinds of unintended consequences. Black markets make the purchase of prohibited items riskier and more expensive and make the transactions untraceable. Bans are likely to be disproportionately enforced among black and Muslim gun owners, increasing racial disparity. Narrowly tailored restrictions will push product development teams at big firearms manufacturers and garage tinkers alike to find a workaround to circumvent the letter of the law. With Dianne Feinstein's ban, one of the ways to get around some of her language is to rename the AR-15. You could rename it the AR-33, the AR-1515, the AR-1, that kind of thing. Workarounds. That's, you know. Any mass confiscation of illegal weapons or accessories will lead to more violence, as diehard gun rights believers inevitably would fight back against law enforcement. And when I say illegal, I mean newly ordained illegal weapons. Ex post facto illegal weapons. So take a misunderstanding of the scope and nature of a problem, combine it with a desire to do something in the face of national anguish, and you get a recipe for both bad law and cultural conflict. And a nearly identical problem plagues another heated national conversation. Are our children in danger? How likely is your kid to be grabbed by a kidnapper? Underlying much of the invective about helicopter parents and millennial snowflakes and trophies for everyone is the question of what risks American kids realistically face. In a country where violent crime has been largely declining for decades and where crimes against children have declined even faster, there's an overwhelming conviction among parents and the press that the world is more dangerous than it was for previous generations, but the FBI says reports of missing children are down 40% in the last two decades. And the Bureau of Justice Statistics reports that teen homicide rates have fallen by more than 40%. Homicides of kids under 14 are at a near record low, and overall child mortality rates have declined almost by half. As Lenore Skenazy and Jonathan Haight explain in The Fragile Generation, the result is a cultural and legal landscape where attempts to protect kids from imagined or exaggerated risks generate new and very real threats to their well-being. Over-supervision and reflexive appeals to authority for conflict resolution push ordinary kid squabbles and teen misbehavior into the principal's office or even prison instead of giving kids a chance to resolve disagreements on their own. As parents ought to keep children indoors, opportunities to practice independent decision-making and to make mistakes in a low-stakes situation with friendly strangers disappears. Obesity is on the rise, and physical fitness, which is an aid to self-determination and independence, is suffering. Parental paranoia also conspires with legal paternalism to keep teens out of the grown-up world. Raising kids to believe in personal responsibility and autonomy is tough in a world where the politicians and bureaucrats respect none of this. In the 21st century, when a child is taken from his parents by people he barely knows, it's likely to be the result not of snatching by a stranger, but of busybody neighbors calling Child Protective Services because they disagree with someone's parenting choices. Now, mass shootings and, you know, kidnapping and child abuse all happen, and they're horrible, but demagoguing these small but real threats to push through intrusive laws, that's dangerous all in its own way. So the thing about citing statistics is they very rarely change anybody's mind. Now, one reason that Americans are so likely to panic over shootings or kidnappings these days is that these incidents are so rare. And they are the last isolated cases in what was once an epidemic of commonplace violence. Because kids do not go missing as a matter of course. We freak out on the rare occurrence when they do. And as even school fistfights become unusual, we treat each one like a national security incident instead of a learning experience. Our culture has changed, mostly for the good, with wealth, robust rule of law, and an ever-changing, expanding circle of empathy driving the drop in violence. But legislation is a blunt instrument, and carving ever-changing mores into the legal code means pushing well-meaning adults to behave in a nonsensical way. Police and social workers and a large number of teachers and doctors and other trusted figures are increasingly required by law to behave as if the sidewalk is in front of the school, the public's parking lot, and the Las Vegas Strip are all risky environments when in fact they're safer than they've ever been. The law has nearly always been a lagging indicator of changing social practice, not a leading one. So the would-be restrictionists of all kinds thrive in a world where ordinary people believe they're in constantly in deadly danger, even when that is grossly exaggerated. I hope somebody somebody was listening to that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. AWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DGWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Lock and load. There is a sitting state senator in California with a K that is being investigated for sexual harassment against a young female employee that has put a fresh spotlight on a legislative leader in the California General Assembly this week as he begins a bid against the state's first female U.S. senator. We're talking about Senate President Pro Tem Mr. Ghost Gun himself, Kevin De Leon, the Democratic leader of the state Senate. He heads the committee in charge of human resources employees who handle workplace complaints. He also rents a room in the Sacramento home of Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza, the man who just happens to be accused of the improper conduct, according to De Leon spokesman Anthony Reyes. Mendoza is accused of repeatedly inviting a young woman who worked in his office through a fellowship program to the house, although she never went. Mendoza said in a statement that he would never knowingly abuse his authority, though his statement didn't address the allegation that he invited her to his home. De Leon said through his spokesman that he did not know about the complaint against Mendoza or his alleged invitations to the young woman. De Leon's allies have downplayed the two senators' relationships. But De Leon's handling of impropriety at the Capitol will likely play a role in his U.S. Senate bid against Senator Dianne Fine Frankenstein, one of California's most prominent women in politics and a power, well, you know, they say she is. I'd love to know exactly what she's passed. Besides the assault weapon ban. But anyway, Kim Nalder, the director of the Project for an Informed Electorate at California State University, Sacramento, said, does it bother you as much as it bothers? This is not what she said, but I mean, she's the director of the Project for an Informed Electorate at California State University, Sacramento. Do you think she actually remembers that, or does she have to write that down to tell people what she does? Whenever somebody asks me what I do, I just go, host, because it's that easy for me to remember. Anyway, Kim says, it really does feel like we're at this inflection point with sex harassment allegations where suddenly they're being taken seriously. It's hard to imagine that Kevin De Leon's bid will be completely untarnished by this revelation that someone close to him was accused of this kind of misbehavior. Is inviting a woman to your house sexual? Does this mean that dating is now illegal or frowned upon? And if you, like, I mean, how do you meet somebody now in 21st century America? How do you meet them? If you can't walk up to them and talk, hi, how do you do? My name is Gern Blanston. How are you doing? You are harassing me. Okay. Sorry. Will that come back and bite Gern on the fourth point of contact? The latest allegations against Mendoza, which come after nearly 150 women signed a letter 3 weeks ago calling harassment pervasive in the Capitol culture, shed further light on the Senate's murky processes for investigating its own members. Is anybody surprised that people that think that they are powerful do this? I mean, really? Are you really surprised? If you are, please meet me after the show. I've got some bridges I want to sell you. After the initial outcry about harassment in mid-October, De Leon and Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon immediately pledged to review the legislature's policies. De Leon hired an outside investigator in the Senate, asked women to speak to her. De Leon said at the time that everyone deserves a workplace free of fear, harassment, and sexual misbehavior. That was made before the allegations about Mendoza became public. And a month earlier, the Senate, as they began investigating Mendoza, Senate Secretary Danny Alvarez confirmed. Former employee of Mendoza's complained to the Senate Rules Committee in September that the senator repeatedly behaved inappropriately toward a young woman who worked for him through the Sacramento State Fellows Program. All right. Yes, I know this guy is probably a gun grabber by all you know descriptions, but I got to ask this question: who decides what is and isn't inappropriate? Or let me look at this: behaved inappropriately. Now, you know. I don't know. I just got to ask that question because is everything... I heard where Adam Sandler got in trouble for touching somebody's knee. So, I just got to wonder about that. Anyway, I find that... are we still happening, Jason? I heard something flicker. That's not good. That's not a good sign. I don't even know if I'm talking to anybody right now. Do I see the little light bouncing? Yeah, I see that bouncing. Anyway. Senate's policy says the Deputy Secretary for Human Resources will meet with people named in complaints or those who may have knowledge and will attempt to treat investigations as confidential. Alvarez did not directly answer a question about when or if ever De Leon would be notified about an investigation in his role as head of the Senate Rules Committee. Feinstein's allies, I guess she's going to run again. I guess she's going to stay in the Senate till she dies. She'll be the next Strom Thurmond. We had a senator here in South Carolina named Strom Thurmond. He stayed in the Senate till he was 100. Does that bother anybody? Because it bothers me. It bothers me to think about somebody 100 years old without the nano machines running a senator's office. And I guess at that point he's not really, because people would ask him questions and he would just sort of sit there and smile. But anyway, the ghost gun guy has got issues now. And I don't know. The only thing apart from having, you know, we had Leland Yee in California who went away because he was actually selling real combat hardware. He was gun running with a guy named Shrimp Boy. And that was interesting. That was an interesting time. So I guess we'll see what we get out of this. I don't know how much we'll get out of this. When you're talking about running somebody against Feinstein, if it isn't a Republican, see in the chat room, they're saying better Feinstein than De Leon. He's a real piece of work. Well, he does think that there's such a thing as a high-capacity round, which, you know, I don't know what that means. Is that a bullet that splits into five pieces when you pull a trigger or what? But, you know, one leftist versus another leftist is all the same to me. But it does beg the question, where do we sit back and say, this is inappropriate and this is okay? And, I don't know. It's an interesting time we live in. Makes me glad I've led a fairly dull life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I think we need to draw a line here. You know, one of the things that we like, if there's anything to like about Republicans, is they don't push gun control, although 10 recently have in the House. The Senate Democrats pushed 9 different gun control bills during the past 6 weeks, and ABC News has now emerged with a 10th gun law, which they suggest may be the ringer. That law would legalize firearm confiscation orders like those in Washington State, where they allow a judge to issue an ex parte order for the confiscation of an American's firearms. This means the order couldn't be issued without the firearm's owner even being present for the process. His or her first knowledge of the order would come when the police knocked on their door to sweep the house for firearms. According to ABC News, the orders are supported by Sandy Hook Promise, which the gun control group to which the Tim McGraw donated concert proceeds in July 2015. They're also supported by Michael Bloomberg. Of course, big shock, right? So, in fact, ABC News reported that Everytown claims 4,500 Americans died due to gun violence in August of this year. Let's take that claim and look at it, shall we? For one, it does not differentiate between Americans who die due to suicide versus those who die via gun crime. Homicide. Gun crime only makes up 1/3 of gun deaths every year in America. 2/3 of the deaths are suicides. The second misleading aspect of claiming 4,500 Americans died due to gun violence in August is that the annual average for gun violence or gun death is 31,000 to 33,000. Vast majority of those, once again, being suicide. If 4,500 were killed during each month. That would push the total number of gun deaths to 54,000 annually, which is an outlandish claim. In addition to Washington State, gun confiscation orders exist in Oregon, Connecticut, and California. They were passed in California after Elliot Rodger complied with every state and federal gun control on the books, then drove around Santa Barbara shooting people on May 23, 2014. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler spoke with the National Journal about the orders and explained why they would not have stopped Roger, nor would they have stopped Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter Adam Lanza. The reason in both cases is because family would have to recognize the propensity for violence in the two attackers for the purposes of securing a confiscation order, and there was no indication that either family did, although that's not entirely true. Though, I'll correct that in just a second. But Winkler did get this right. The truth is that it is very rare to know in advance when someone is going to be dangerous with a firearm. This is not going to make a huge dent in our gun violence statistics. Elliot Rodger was turned in. He had 9 deputy sheriffs come and see him. In California, they have something called Code 5150. And besides being a Van Halen album title, it is basically a 72-hour hold that you can be placed on involuntarily if you seem like you're going to be a danger to yourself or others due to mental issues. They have that. And prior to them having the gun violence restraining order, they could have done that with Elliot Rodgers. And all they had to do was look at his Facebook, not his Facebook, his YouTube channel. He's out there making all these videos going, I'm such a good-looking guy, but the girls don't like me. And you know what? I'm going to kill a bunch of them. I'm going to kill a bunch of guys, too, because they get the girls. That's out there. You can't, you know. Anyway. Yeah, they did approach him. They did approach him. They did approach him. And what they came away with is that he was a nice young man. Now, then, the director of Women's and Gender Studies at Pennsylvania's Kutztown University is blaming toxic masculinity for killing everyone, including apparently the 26 people gunned down in Texas last week. In response to a news story about Trump contending the shooting was not a gun control situation, Professor Colleen Clemens tweeted, I'm going to have to get on Twitter, aren't I? I'm going to have to get in some of these tweets. I need to get into that. Anyway, she tweeted, toxic masculinity is killing everyone. Repeat. Toxic masculinity is killing everyone. Repeat. It's not how you do that in radio. Anyway, since Clemens' tweets are protected, the original tweet isn't available now. She blocked everybody off, which drew the attention of Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who invited Clemens on the show to discuss her accusations. She turned down the invitation because she reportedly feared for her safety. Where she'd be talking to somebody. He did discuss the issue with Catalina magazine publisher Kathy Aru, who pointed out that toxic masculinity is a thing because men are more violent than women. We definitely have a problem with men in this country. Men are committing the murder, she pointed out. She said on Twitter, or they said on Twitter, that, you know, that it is all about men. And every man needs to evaluate that, don't you know? The left always loves to point out a pattern, as long as it fits the narrative they want to push. But isn't blaming men, the vast majority of whom are nonviolent and non-criminal, for committing the murders, the same as blaming all Muslims for terrorism because most terrorists are Muslims? Or even drilling down and blaming all black men for certain crimes because of a higher percentage of black men who are in prison for those crimes? Clemens later tweeted, ad hominem attacks are petty and useless. Engage with my ideas, all for it. Trolls need not apply. Feel free to continue making assumptions about me, but in the meantime, I will be teaching while you sit around tweeting. Sad. Okay. As far as toxic masculinity goes, a guy named Chadwick Moore has this engagement for your view. At least no one can blame toxic masculinity on this one or any form of masculinity, talking about Devin Kelly. That would belong to the Cowboys who hunted him down. The elitist hypocrites out there in Connecticut, D.C., Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California, Maryland. Did I say Maryland twice? That's because I like it so much. They howl like demons whenever this comes up. And that legislation, of course, will never apply to most of these politicians. You get that, right? Simultaneously, while the rest of us are arming up on real, you know, we're realizing that we're on our own. And that we'll never personally benefit from heavily armed bodyguards who constantly protect a smug politician. Nor will we benefit from the exceptions in proposed legislation that they apply to themselves. Evil spreads and thrives when fearful, hand-wringing leftists bemoan and complain and lament and propose new studies, but vehemently object to enforcement of our immigration laws. They object to incarceration of violent criminals who vote for them. And when given the chance, they stridently suffocate all personal initiative, particularly self-defense. We being gun owners, of course, that makes us audacious, and we choose to take personal responsibility for our own safety. And we're getting their disdain and distrust forever. So, and even Donald J. Trump's own nominee for Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs said it's insane that any one of us can buy one of these. And I'm sure that he will provide, he'll get some extra protection from his contingent of taxpayer-provided bodyguards with the very same AR rifles. But coming from Anonymous, the American progressive elite relies on its influence, education, money, and cultural privilege to exempt itself from bad schools, unassimilated immigrant communities, dangerous neighborhoods, violent crime waves, and general impoverishment that are logical consequences of their own policies. Consequences for others, of course. Yep. So, I don't much care about what that young fella had to say about AR-15s. Like, John McCain did get that one right. This is not your area of expertise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Stephen Welliford, when he picked up his rifle and went outside, he saved a lot of lives at the First Baptist Church. The killer, Devin Kelly, was shooting the wounded when Welliford showed up with a rifle, and his quick actions forced Kelly to stop his attack. And those 20 wounded, they went no further. He was trying to kill them too. The press derided Trump for saying that Welliford saved many lives with his gun and that stricter gun control regulations would only have made things worse. And it's only too bad that someone with a concealed handgun permit wasn't already at the church. We might not have ever heard of this one. National news stories are virtually never done on permit holders stopping mass public shootings. An article at Fox News this past week mentions four such cases. It talks about a 1997 shooting at a high school in Pearl, Mississippi, a 2007 church attack in Colorado Springs, a Chicago Uber driver who in 2015 shot and wounded a man who opened fire on a crowd. The most recent case was a 2017 church shooting in Antioch, Tennessee. But these cases, this is just skimming the surface. A 2014 FBI report claims that only once between 2000 and 2013 did a concealed handgun permit holder stop a public shooting. And they claim to look at all cases where guns were fired in public that weren't part of a gang fight or some other crime. And that single case occurred in Winnemucca, Nevada in May 2008 when a customer with a permit fatally shot an attacker who just killed two people. They don't include the 2007 church shooting at Colorado Springs, where a killer had already taken two lives at a church before being stopped by a permit holder. And this false claim just shows how politicized the FBI became under the Obama administration. Many times police, sheriffs, and prosecutors have gone on record and credited permit holders with saving many lives. And these attacks don't get national news attention, but they would have been on front pages everywhere if a permit holder hadn't intervened. And there are countless examples of people using guns in self-defense at their in their homes and workplaces. But here's 10 cases for you. This is a narrow set of cases, okay, where a permit holder stopped a public shooting. Okay? Arlington, Texas, May 3rd, 2017, a police spokesman stated that a concealed handgun permit holder prevented further loss of life. A Dallas Morning News headline read, "Hero stopped mass murder by crazed bar patron who was armed to the teeth," police say. Lyman, South Carolina, June 30th, 2016, just a couple of weeks after the Orlando massacre, 32-year-old Jody Ray Thompson opened fire on another nightclub. Fortunately, permitted concealed handguns were allowed in South Carolina bars. Thompson was able to shoot three people before the permit holder fired back and wounded him in the leg. Fox 5 in Atlanta reports at least one South Carolina sheriff are crediting a man with a concealed carry permit with preventing further violence in a nightclub this past Sunday. Winton, Ohio, July 26, 2015. A man started shooting at four people who were walking outside on a summer's evening. Fortunately, a concealed handgun permit holder fired at the attacker, giving the four people a chance to escape to their home. Conyers, Georgia, May 31st, 2015. A man killed two people at a liquor store and continued shooting at others until a permit holder ran outside and exchanged fire. The killer then fled the store. I believe that if Mr. Scott did not return fire at the suspect, that more of those customers would have been hit by a gun, said Rockdale County Sheriff Eric Levitt. So in my opinion, he saved other lives in that store. New Holland, South Carolina. I don't have any idea where that is either. New Holland, South Carolina, May 5th, 2015. New Holland Fire Department volunteers were hosting a Children's Day event with ice cream and fire truck rides when a man started shooting. Unfortunately, two firemen were permit holders and they were able to stop the attack. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, March 22, 2015, a 40-year-old man started shooting people at a barbershop. Permit holder who heard the gunfire ran inside and shot the attacker. The person who responded was a legal gun permit carrier. He responded, and I guess he saved a lot of people in there, said Philadelphia Police Captain Frank Llewellyn. Derby, Pennsylvania, July 24, 2015. Convicted felon Richard Plotz killed a caseworker at Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital and started shooting at Dr. Lee Silverman. The doctor fortunately had his own gun and returned fire, critically wounding Plotz, who still had 39 rounds on him. Yeadon Police Chief Donald Mulineau said, "Without a doubt, I believe the doctor saved lives." Chicago, Illinois, July 7, 2014, gang members started firing at four people who just left a party. The attack started because one of the four people removed a cup of liquor that had been placed on top of her vehicle. Luckily, one of the four people, a military member, had a permitted concealed handgun and was able to wound the primary attacker. Portland, Oregon, July 11, 2014. Convicted criminal Thomas Elliott Gelmeland was ejected from a nightclub but returned 30 minutes later wearing a mask and carrying a gun. He shot the bouncer who ejected him and shot at others. Two others were wounded. He was shooting all around the club. A concealed handgun permit holder who worked at the nightclub then fatally shot Gelmeland. And here's two more cases from 2000 to 2013, the same period that the FBI claims only one instance of a permit holder stopping a public shooting. Again, law enforcement say that permit holders save lives in both of those cases. Plymouth, Pennsylvania, September 9, 2012, William Alabaugh shot at people as he walked down the street in Plymouth, Pennsylvania. He wounded one and killed another. Permit holder Mighty Kytor fatally shot Alabaugh. We believe it could have been much worse, said Luzerne County Assistant District Attorney Janet Ferentino. Spartanburg, South Carolina, March 2012, Jesse Gates kicked open a door to a church and pointed a shotgun at the pastor and congregation. Parishioner Aaron Guyton, a concealed weapons permit holder, got the drop on Gates and held him at gunpoint. Sheriff Chuck Wright called Aaron and the others at the church everyday heroes. Permit holders haven't just stopped public shootings. They've stopped everything from public knife attacks to vehicle attacks. You know, when you look at this kind of data, then you start looking for what the gun control advocates' fears are. And, you know, You don't find one case where the permit holder accidentally shot a bystander or a police officer accidentally shot a permit holder. And this is just a few. I'm going to save these in case I ever get to go up against Andy Gunn. This doesn't ever happen. Well, how about this time and this time and this time? But, you know, imagine how different the gun control debate would be if some of these heroic permit holders got national coverage. But even the liquor store shooting in Conyers, Georgia, couldn't get national coverage despite being caught on video. I mean, the more you learn about these cases, the more you appreciate that mass public shooters have good reason to keep attacking gun-free zones. They may be a little tetched, you know, a little crazy, but they aren't stupid. They realize that the longer it takes for a good guy to arrive with a gun, the more people they can kill until you get there to disrupt them. So, all the more reason to walk around carrying everywhere you go. All the more reason. Now, I may this week, I may have a new gun to shoot, which I'll be shooting a video of. And this is coming from a company called Ace Firearms. And for me, this means that, you know, I've decided not to use Glocks anymore. But this is going to be their version of what they call the Timberwolf, which is the Lone Wolf non-Glock. Glock. If such a thing exists. But this one is going to be quite the gun, I think. And it'll be an interesting, I think I'm getting a couple of to try. And that'll be an interesting thing to see. Because I saved all of my Glock stuff. Just on the off chance I might decide to go back to it. You know? Huh? Is that okay if I might? But I'm still not to that point yet, so don't hold your breath on that one. Back in 21 hours between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.